Hello, America! This is Dave Aldwinkle, Arudo Debito in Sapporo, Japan. Today's topic, Japanese names. I am a naturalized Japanese citizen. My papers came through 2 months ago. In order to apply, I needed a name that can be written in Japanese characters. Of course, I could just keep my original name, but Japanese is a syllabic language and it slices up English diphthongs beyond recognition. Hence, Aldwinkle becomes Arudowinkler. Yuck, right? But what to change it to? I thought, why not just a shorter and cleaner version like Arudol? But my wife nixed that. She's intimately involved in this decision because in Japan, married couples must have the same family name. No hyphenation here. And since there are no middle names either, neither of us can emulate Hillary Rodham Clinton. Then there's aesthetics. Japanese family names are very nature-oriented. Suzuki means belled tree, Tanaka means middle rice paddy, and so on. Now, Arudol could be translated as having a road, which I thought was nice, but it's a weird combination of characters that nobody would be able to read at a glance, and my wife didn't want to spend the rest of her life explaining it to people. So why not take my wife's family name, Sugawara? Yuck. Too vanilla for me. And I felt an attachment to both of my own names. A student at my university solved the problem. Take Sugawara as your last name, then make your first name Arudo Debito, with no space in between. This is how some children of international marriages in Japan can get away with having middle names. They just write their two names as one big long word, and it's perfectly legal. Bingo! My wife and kids remained unscathed with their Sugawara surname, and whenever the context isn't strictly top hat and tails, I can drop Sugawara and split my first name in two. The moral? This is one way people like me, who want to preserve our individuality, can survive in a rule-bound Japan. We learn all those rules and then find ways around them. But when Japan's bureaucracy will give in to popular opinion and allow middle names or hyphenated families, nobody knows. Thanks for listening. This is Arudo Debito in Sapporo, Japan.
Debito-san teaches English at a college in northern Japan.